Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Enjoying this episode of the Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Hey everybody, welcome back. My next guest tonight is a comedian and actor who has written for SNL and created the show Los Espookies. His new film is Problemista.
They didn't want to sponsor me anymore. I'm actually from El Salvador.
Oh, El Salvador. Pupusas.
Yes.
And those nuns they killed in the 80s, yes.
Right. So now I'm looking for a new job.
Oh, you are?
That will maybe sponsor me.
Oh, well, I'm not sure I could offer anything formal, but maybe freelance, and then we could see. Did you use FileMaker Pro at the facility?
No, we use Google Sheets.
Well, you can't compare that to FileMaker Pro.
It's basically the same, except FileMaker is harder to use and not free.
Do you know FileMaker Pro?
Yeah, I love it.
Please welcome Julio Torres. I was just saying backstage when I said hi to you back there that you are the writer of two of my favorite sketches at SNL ever, which is Papyrus, which is it's Ryan Gosling losing his mind over the fact that Avatar is written in the Papyrus font.
Yeah.
And
they had all the money in the world to find a logo, and they just selected Papyrus.
For the font. And Wells for Sensitive Boys from Play School,
yes,
which is just my childhood. So
yeah,
thank you for that. Thank you for that. Now you have written, directed, and star in the new film Problemista, which we saw the clip there from. Mm-hmm. Your character is an aspiring toy designer?
Yes.
Is this true?
Correct.
Were there any childhood toys that inspired this film?
I one of my favorite games was I would grab, I had a lot of like those like Matchbox cars, the little ones.
Yeah, sure, those are wonderful.
Yeah. And I would put them all in a row, one by one, and then I would wait for someone to ask what I was doing.
What were you doing?
Well, they're stuck in traffic.
I ask a follow-up question, Mr. Torres?
Yeah.
Did you actually enjoy them being stuck in traffic, or were you waiting for someone to ask you what you were doing and you enjoyed saying that's what you enjoyed?
I mean, that's the question of the artist, right? Do we enjoy
doing the work,
or do we enjoy the audience?
That's why I ask.
I think the part that I loved the most was that none of the people in the traffic jam knew why they were in traffic. So it's
one of those things where you just know
you're stuck. This is like, mind you, this is before GPS. So there's no information. So,
right.
So it's I as a child, I loved liminal spaces and
a sense of like a helpless hiatus that you're forced to be in.
Yes.
No action.
Limbo.
Yeah, you have no
what
control.
What child doesn't love the concept of purgatory?
Right. Yeah. Well, that's like being a child. As a child, you don't have control over what's happening in your life.
No, you are literally, or at least in my case, literally just waiting to grow up. Being like...
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Okay, I'll go to school another day. That's fine. But, like, can I get to adulthood?
Right.
Yeah.
And how do you, like, some kids, maybe this was you,
yeah,
clearly an intelligent child. They can't understand why I should have to go to school. Why do I have to learn these things? I understand how to learn things. Why do I need to be in this factory of learning? Did you have that feeling?
Yeah, no. And most of the things you don't need.
No.
Yeah.
Do you use algebra a lot in your job?
Not once.
The character.
A triple beam balance. Remember that?
What?
You know the thing in chemistry class where you have to like do like oh.
Oh yeah, yeah, that thing. Yeah, sure.
It's like, when am I measuring sugar cubes in my life?
Oh, yeah. Some people do it a lot. No. Very profitable. It's not sugar, though.
Oh. I see.
Yeah.
I see. And this was Latin America, so.
Oh, wow. So, yeah.
So, yeah.
The source.
Yeah.
We have to take a quick break, but stick around. We'll be right back with more Julio Torres, everybody.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to super fans to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods too by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time, Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the writer, director, and star of Problemista, Julio Torres. Now, your character in this he needs a job. And,
yes.
And as a young, writer, performer, what are some of the strangest jobs? I love asking because I had some very odd jobs when I was younger trying to make it. What were some of the ones that you sort of ground your way through?
Well, I want to call it a strange job, but a job that really stayed with me, which is depicted in the movie, is some people know exactly what I'm going to talk about, and some people are going to be like, I've never heard that in my life, is the guys that stop women walking down the street going, excuse me, miss, can I ask you a question about your hair?
That's something people know about? No one has ever asked me about my hair walking down the street.
Oh.
What does that mean? Like, literally, like you're trying to sell them products or something?
So that was part of the problem, is I never fully understood why we were doing it.
You did not have motivation in that moment.
As a character, my motivation was, I guess this guy I met on Craigslist will give me cash if I do this all day. That was my motivation. No, but I think we were supposed to like sell like discounts for like blowouts or like highlights or something.
Mm.
But I never successfully sold anything.
How long did you do this?
A week.
That sounds right.
But the one time I actually like these two teenage girls. They like God bless them. I was like excuse. I was so jaded by like people just like walking through me, like being like not want to talk to me. And I was like, excuse me, can I ask you a question about your hair? And this girl goes, Yeah, what's up? That never happened.
And?
I froze and I literally said, I don't know. I don't know. Like and I froze and then she walked away. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, your character wants to be a toy designer.
Yeah.
As I said before. And I see you brought some toys along. Maybe we check this out?
Yes.
Are these your toy ideas or the character's toy ideas?
I guess that they're mine in as much as I created him. Okay, so don't be scared. A fake snake will come out of here. Okay? So trigger...
Generally speaking...
Yeah, trigger warning depiction of snake. Okay.
You're not usually warned of that when you open one of these. May I?
Yeah. Go for it.
And it says, I don't know if you can read this, but it says, I'm sorry I was trapped in this can and scaring you was the only way out. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Are these for sale? Are these for sale? Because I would buy one of these.
We should mass produce them.
I would buy one of these.
Yeah.
Because I got somebody I should send this to. And I really want to know what's going on with this young lady.
Yeah, okay. So I had this brilliant idea of including a Barbie in a movie, which I don't think's been done recently.
Yes.
Okay, so this is like a doll that's kind of like a Barbie, except the key is that if I don't know if we can assume.
Let me put it right over here. Can you see that?
She has her little fingers crossed behind her back. Which is great because it adds intrigue to any Barbie party because you know you can't trust her. You can't.
What is she lying about this time? You'll say.
What is she lying? I mean, something expensive.
She's lying that there are no snakes in that can.
Yeah. No. She's a. I think we called her a deceiving diva. Yeah.
This is
someone call Andy Cohen. A deceiving diva.
Well, this is just some of the things you can enjoy when you watch Problemista, correct?
Yes. It all adds up to something that makes sense when you watch the movie, I swear.
Well, I've really enjoyed getting to know you. Please come back.
Oh, thank you so
much. This has been so much fun.
Yeah, you're wonderful.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Lovely to meet you. Problemista is in select theaters this Friday, and it's everywhere. I mean everywhere. March 22nd. Julio Torres, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.